Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us today.
Yet, even now. Reading from Joel, chapter 2, verses 12 to 13. Yet, even now, says the Lord, return to me with all your hearts, with fasting, with weeping, and with sorrow. Tear your hearts and not your clothing. Return to the Lord your God, for he is merciful and compassionate, very patient, full of faithful love, and ready to forgive. In the midst of Judah's desperate situation, occasioned by locusts, plague, and drought, and with God's judgment hanging over them because of their past actions, God utters the words, "Yet even now." They were offered hope. It was a moment of grace. The power of one little word changed everything. Through it, Joel reveals how long-suffering and patient our God is with us. We, like the people of Judah, at times find ourselves overwhelmed. Life events are weighing us down, and perhaps we are feeling ashamed for past or current actions. We feel that we are under judgment, and maybe feel that there is no hope of things getting any better. In these circumstances, that word, yet, makes all the difference. Yet is the Lord's refusal to accept the situation as it is, and God's determination to forgive us and to welcome us back, no matter what we have done. God's constant, loving grace is God's great nevertheless. The good news of faith is that God's yet in our lives is stronger, more powerful than anything we are facing or any decision we have made. God's love is always available to us. To receive it, we need to repent. No matter what we have done, repentance is always an option. God's grace is always at work in us. When we turn and seek God, we find God is already there, waiting for us, forgiving us, and loving us. We should not take this for granted, but in humility receive daily the gift of grace offered by God, who is patient with us and loves us. Let us pray. Loving God, thank you for that powerful word, yet, which reminds us that no matter where we are in life, there is hope, forgiveness, and new life. Help us to seek your grace by walking in your way. Amen. This devotion was written by Bill Green and read by Susan Daves.
Thank you for joining us for today's podcast. I'm Reverend Sarah Slack, Associate Pastor at First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Our church is a vital, vibrant congregation, sharing the love of Jesus Christ to our community and to God's world. This podcast was written and produced by the people of our congregation. To know more about this ministry or other ministries of our church, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, S-T, church.org. Join us again for the next episode. And until then, bear witness to the love of God in this world, so that those to whom love is a stranger will find in you most generous friends.